From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says some parts of the U.S. intelligence community were warned weeks ago about the potential threat posed by the suspect in the Christmas Day terror incident aboard a U.S. airline. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama calls it totally unacceptable that a warning from the father of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was passed to parts of the U.S. intelligence community but not shared in a way that would have kept the young Nigerian from boarding a U.S.-bound plane. Mr. Obama says it's important for the U.S. to diagnose the problem quickly and make immediate fixes.
Reviews I've ordered will surely tell us more, but what already is apparent is that there was a mix of human and systemic failures that contributed to this potential catastrophic breach of security.
Mr. Obama has ordered a review of both government watch lists and airport screening systems. He wants preliminary results by Thursday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dallas-Fort Worth area has received about 2 inches of snow from the latest winter storm to hit the region, and more snow could be on the way. This after a Christmas snowstorm there. National Weather Service meteorologist Stephen Fano says it is an unusual situation for the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Not unprecedented, but we don't see much snow in a typical year, and this is actually our second snowfall event in the last week.
Meantime, West Texas is under a freezing fog or dense fog advisory until Wednesday morning. Forecasters warn that visibility on roadways could be down to a quarter mile or less at times. Iran is accusing Western powers of fomenting the recent unrest in the country. Jonathan Marcus has this report.
Iranian spokesmen are playing a familiar card, insisting that the unrest in Tehran and other cities is being fomented by foreign governments. Amongst these, Britain seems to be the chief villain in Iranian eyes. Iran's Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki warning that Britain would receive a slap in the mouth if it didn't stop playing games. Western diplomats have only an incomplete view of what is happening on the ground in Iran, but it is clear that the resilience of the opposition movement is making it now a durable and significant factor in the Iranian equation.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus reporting. A new intelligence report suggests that Iran is close to clinching a deal to import more than 1,300 tons of purified uranium ore from Kazakhstan. A copy of the report was prepared by a member nation of the International Atomic Energy Agency and obtained by the Associated Press. Purified uranium oxide, known as yellow cake, is processed into a uranium gas and is spun into varying degrees of enrichment to use for fuel or in a highly enriched form for nuclear weapons. This is NPR News. Outback Steakhouse has agreed to pay $19 million to settle claims that it discriminated against female employees. The Tampa-based restaurant chain did not acknowledge any wrongdoing, but agreed to hire a human resources executive and to post managerial positions online. The EEOC sued the company in 2006, claiming that female workers were denied favorable jobs, which prevented them from advancing to profit-sharing management positions. David Levine, the illustrator whose drawings and caricatures graced the pages of the New York Review of Books for more than 40 years, has died in New York. He was 83. NPR's Margo Adler has more.
Levine's death was confirmed by Robert Silvers, the editor of the New York Review of Books. Silvers described him as the greatest caricaturist of his time. Levine created almost 4,000 drawings for the New York Review. They include the famous one of President Lyndon Johnson pulling up his shirt to reveal a gallbladder operation scar in the shape of a map of Vietnam. Richard Nixon, Albert Einstein, politicians, celebrities, Supreme Court justices, historical figures were all grist for Levine's pen. He skewered many, yet his drawings were gentler than the work of other caricaturists. Levine's work also was in Rolling Stone, The New Yorker, Esquire, and Sports Illustrated. His work can be found in the collections of England's National Portrait Gallery, the Library of Congress, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is down 2.5 points at 10,635. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.